You're listening to the Profit Connections Podcast. Entrepreneurs and franchise owners, you'll want to tune in. If you're looking to create a rock-solid business, sick of being stuck on the plateau, and ready to kick it up more than just a notch, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Sharon Galuzzo, and I believe in unleashing your full potential to create resilient, successful businesses that in turn make significant positive impacts in our world. Welcome to the Profit Connections Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I'm so glad that you've joined us today. You are going to want to lean into this conversation because I have an amazing expert with us today. This is Kemi Safdi. And let me tell you a little bit about Kemi. He's been in the business world for over 30 years, primarily in imports. He still works in that industry and he's opened a strategic advising business, helping clients focus on the big picture in their business. As he has noticed and is passionate about helping owners and entrepreneurs who get sidetracked and lose focus, which causes so many issues in their business. Welcome, Kemi. We're so glad you're here today.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
Before we get started, tell everyone a little bit about yourself and then we'll jump off from there.
Okay. So my accent does not give it away. You're right. I don't know why people think that, but yes, I am from
what
Brooklyn,
accent?
New York.
I don't hear
what
an accent.
Well, you don't hear it. That's it. Born and bred. I am married with four kids. I have four boys and still in Brooklyn, been there for a long time and not planning to go anywhere else, hopefully. And been working, like you said, been in the import business for the last 30 years. And I like to share my journey to teach people to, you know, what they can do to improve their businesses.
Awesome. So actually tell us a little bit about your journey. We'll dive into like some of the nuances, but tell us a little bit more about where you started, why you're doing what you do now, and how that helps people.
Okay, great. So I got married. I was in the retail business for a while, and it was just working Sundays and long hours and stuff. And I wanted to get into the import business, to the wholesale business, a little bit easier in terms of hours, not really in terms of work, but so a friend of mine was looking for a partner and we went into business together. So the first couple of weeks we were getting started, a friend of mine that was successful in the business says, listen, I'm going to give you your first lesson in wholesale. Sales covers all. Sell. Just focus on your sales. And, you know, I was a rookie. My partner was in the business for a little bit, and we were selling. We were really focused on sales. After year two, we got the business up to about $13 or $14 million. And we're doing okay, making money. Everything's great. And now all of a sudden, you know, we're looking at the business a little bit, but we're not really focusing on everything. And all of a sudden, you know, you have a wheel that's turning and turning and it's great. Now all of a sudden, if the wheel slows down a drop, you're like, what's going on here? So wheel slowed down. And all of a sudden, there's no money in the bank. Sales are there, but where's everything else? So we hired an accountant, not a consultant. That's another story. Not a big consultant guy, but we can get into that after. And he was saying, you know, you guys, do you understand? You know, you're doing $15 million in sales, but you have $3 million of inventory in the warehouse. And, you know, you thought your margins are 38 points, they're 32 points. And all of this seems very, very simple and common sense. But, you know, common sense is not so common. A lot of times, you know, you're bringing in merchandise for a customer and they need 1,000 pieces and the factory needs you to order 800 pieces, 1,800 pieces. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
Now those 800 are sitting in stock. Now what happens? 800 here, 800 here, 800 there. Before you turn around, you're so focused on one aspect of your business that you're not looking at everything else. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, this guy's name is Donald Hecht. I don't think he's still alive today. And me and my partner also were doing a lot of, you know, minutia type of stuff. And we went into his office one day and he wrote on the big board, clerks are jerks. Never forget that. That's probably 30 something years ago. He said, you guys, who's going above ground and looking at everything in the business? If you're not focusing on your big picture, you're going to go out of business. And what's a big picture? Always looking at the strengths of your company, your weaknesses. Every company has weaknesses. What opportunities out there that I'm not pursuing? What are the threats? Who's coming back? I'll go into a couple of examples after about threats with big companies, but you're not looking at those big pictures. And inevitably, by the way, I would love to tell you it was a happy ending. It wasn't. We closed. Mm-hmm. We closed our business. And, you know, I learned the lesson the hard way. And I like to share that lesson. Now, I would love to tell you, hey, I learned all those lessons. I reopened a new business. I'm doing $100 million a year today, and everything's great. That was not the case either. I actually partnered up with another company after we closed. This company in the 90s was doing about $150 million a year. So you can imagine what that volume is. I was there for about 6-7 months, and I had to send money overseas for a deposit. It was about 10 grand. And the owner told me, yeah, I'll send it out next week. Next week became next week. Became next week. So I told my friend, I said, this guy's in trouble. And he's telling me, you're crazy. He's not. We're trouble. We're selling Walmart. We're selling Target. They went bankrupt about 7 months later for the same reason, because you weren't focused. You weren't looking. And again, that's my thing. I really just like to show people that, you know, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a businessman, there are strategies and there's ways to gain clarity and to make sure that you are looking at your overall business.
Yeah. I love that story, and we'll get into more details about where you went and all of that, and talking about those big companies. However, this popped up for me while you were talking. In my book, Legendary Business from Rats to Riches, there's a rat. Her name is Maya Rat. She's a nearsighted rat because she's so hyper-focused on only one part of her business that she's focused on. And in the book, she's actually focused on the things she wants to sell, not on the things that her clients are buying. However, that myopic view of your business as this is the only thing that's important, even if that one thing is sales, if you're not aware of what it's costing you on the other side, then you can't have a successful business. That's what's going to happen. You're going to be overextended. You're going to get in trouble. You may close your business if you don't have a grip on all of those pieces of your business. So that's a really clear, brilliant example of that myopic view. So thank you for that example.
Yeah. And you know, it's very cliche, but really it's true. Common sense is not so common. That's the nature of the beast. We just get so focused on one asset and we forget everything else. It's in your head a little bit, but you know, it's a small piece of what really should be a much bigger picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's so easy to slip into that. It's not that you've done a bad thing. It's that you don't know what you don't know. And understanding what it takes to run a business and a successful, profitable business is another level. You know, a lot of people, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but they come into running their business as an employee. So they only have like the mindset of an employee, not the mindset of a boss and a CEO. So that's another shift that business owners have to make sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny. They say, I mean, I just to use a sports analogy, they'll tell you a lot of times, you know, third base coach in baseball is one step away from the manager's position. That's like, but once you step into that chair, you got to be right. It's a totally different world, because you keep right. That employee mindset versus that leadership mindset is very, very different. Very different.
So, Kemi, you and I were talking before we got on the recording about opportunities and threats in business. Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. You know, we're talking about opportunities and threats. So everyone on this podcast that's listening knows about Netflix, right? Everyone knows about Netflix. But before Netflix was, I mean, you know, at my generation, we remember Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Blockbuster was doing billions of dollars of business. And Netflix came along. And, okay, some little DVD mail-in company, and they started streaming. And so that's a threat. That is a threat to your business. So I was doing research on it a while. Like, first of all, it's interesting, by the way, side note, Netflix offered Blockbuster to buy them for $50 million, and they laughed at them. They laughed and they turned it down. But, you know, if someone was sitting in that room and saying, is this a real threat? Let's see. What's the internet? What are the potentials? What's this? You know, and they pretty much ignored it because they were, you know, so high and mighty and dominating the world. And we know what happened. They went out of business and Netflix today is still thriving. But the point is, it's very important when you're looking at that is, first of all, I would tell you, if you're an entrepreneur or a businessman, whatever it is, get away from your space. Mm-hmm. Could be once a month, could be once a quarter, but go to a different spot. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to go to Starbucks or whatever it is, shut your phone and start thinking, where am I? What are the potential threats out there? You know, my market's strong, my product's strong. Anything else out there in the market that potentially could hurt me? Any innovations? AI, I know AI is the big thing today. Yeah. How is AI a threat to my business? Yeah. Can it impact it? And if you're a leader, obviously you'll sit with your team and get their thoughts on that and see where it is. If you're an entrepreneur, okay, maybe you get a mentor. Maybe you talk to yourself, but whatever it is. But, you know, sometimes there's a threat that you don't think is such a big deal. But you know what? Think about it a little more until you really could say, hey, BlackBerry's another example. BlackBerry is another example.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we move on from that, I wanted to jump into that point that you made.
Good.
Because what happens in our business is when we're focused on just our business, we're so inward focused. And this is something that I see with business owners a lot. They're focused on their point of view. And I like to tell them, like, leave your business and walk in like a customer. Pretend like you've never been there before.
Yeah.
Look at the walls. How does it smell? What does it sound like? What's the experience of coming into your space? We do need to step away
point.
And have that experience, the different experience. And I think shifting trends, shifting technology, all of those things can be opportunities when you identify the threat. When you see something impacting your business in a negative way, it's important to look at it and say, this is a potential threat or it is a threat. And then what do I need to do? Do I move out of the way or do I step in and embrace it? And how do you determine that? And looking at it as a big picture thing, like you said, with Blockbuster thought videotapes were never going to go away or DVDs were never going to go away. And they didn't understand the power of people wanting to stay at home and not go out to the store. So there was a whole paradigm shift of how people were interacting with the product that they either ignored or refused to embrace. And that is the thing that will make your business stumble. Those are the things, the threats that we don't see because we're not looking. And Kemi's point is stop and look. Look around. See what's going on. See what's trending in your business. Is AI, should you be embracing AI? How do you do that? How do you change what you're doing so that you're incorporating AI into it? Or do you go the other direction and go, we're AI free? And there's, you know, if that works for your business model, there could be, you know, people that are attracted to that because it's not AI. And you have to sit and look at those things and make the decision, an informed decision. And I will tell you this, and Kemi just said it, you're not always going to have all of the knowledge. You need to go to someone else who's more knowledgeable about it and find out. Like, it's not all about what goes on inside your own head whenever you're running a business.
You know, so you brought up a couple of very interesting points just now. You know, first of all, you're right. It's, you know, as a leader, sometimes you should look at the customer's point of view or not through your lens. You know, it's interesting. I was watching this a couple of years ago, maybe it was during COVID, the CEO of Blockbuster was talking. And he said when he got recruited, he was in a totally different, I think he was from France or something, totally different industry, nothing to do with electronics. And they asked him, a headhunter came to take the job. I said, but I have no experience in the space. We feel you'll be good. You know, sometimes when you don't have the experience in the space, it could help because you have a different perspective. And a lot of times in business, concepts are the same. Like, I've been a lot in the import business, I've been in a lot of different industries. I've been in picture frames and cosmetics and different things, but the concepts are the same. But another interesting thing you said is you can't look at it from your point of view. And, you know, if we want to segue a little bit into leadership, I've seen so often that leaders think it's about them and their point of view, and they know, And that's how I got here. And they know best. No, you don't know best. Don't be the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah.
You don't know because you're so sometimes either myopic or I know. No, maybe you don't know.
Yeah.
You know, right. Again, back
and
to
sometimes you're so close to it. Like, you know what they say, if you're inside the pickle jar, you can't see the label or whatever.
Yes.
You're so close to it. It's your business. You see what you see. It's like whenever you write something and then you read it and it looks perfect and you go, oh, I'm just going to publish this.
Right.
I'm going to send it out. And then there's spelling errors, punctuate, whatever. There's errors in there that you didn't see because when you read your own stuff, you read what you think you wrote,
yeah. You
not
see what
you
want
actually
to see.
Wrote. So you have
right.
somebody
you see
else
what
proof
you
it for
see.
You. Same thing in your business.
Yes. 100, yeah, you see what you want to see.
Yeah.
Because, and you know what? A lot of times it also could be ego too.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
you feel, sometimes you'll feel threatened if it's not your view or it's not the way you want to see it. And you look at it, you know, also another cliche, it's business, you know, it's not a personality contest.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone wants to make money. Everyone has the same goals. And oftentimes people will take something personally and think that, oh, it's a fault in me if I don't know it. That's not true.
Right.
We're always growing. If a person's not always growing and gaining knowledge and realizing, hey, you know, I heard a very nice quote once. There's a rabbi that speaks a lot of times about education and stuff. And every time he gets up, he says, I have a terminal illness. I'm human and I make mistakes. We're not robots. We're not androids. You know what? And as you grow as a leader, that doesn't mean you always know more. And the more a leader, really a good leader, get good people and listen to them. Because you know what? They're in the trenches more than you are.
Yeah.
At least they should be. Because if you're in the trenches, you got a bigger problem. Because as a leader, you really should be taking up that bigger view and relying and trusting them and their input.
Yeah, that's sometimes a really difficult position that business owners and leaders put on themselves because they go, oh, it's me. I should know. It should come from me. And I have heard this expressed that an expert doesn't have to know everything. You don't have to know everything. You do need to know where to go to get those answers, which in and of itself gives the permission and the autonomy to say, hey, it doesn't have to be all you and it's other people as well. Like I like to say, if it takes a village to raise a child, it definitely takes a village to build a business. There's other people that are going to come in and give you expertise and perspectives that you need to have as a leader. And if you're shut off from those, you're actually limiting the ability to grow and scale.
Oh, I was just going to say that's so true. I mean, I've seen it. And you know what happens also? You shut those people off. But I think I don't know what the stat is. I know it's worse in Europe, but I think maybe in the States, maybe 30% of people are engaged in work. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's 30. But the truth is a lot of times it's because you have, and I've seen it firsthand, you have quality people and you don't give them the ability to do what they want to do. And what do they shut down, they mail it in. Okay, no problem. You know everything. Have a party.
Yep.
I'll do my job. But now you want me to really, and it's so, I tell you the truth, it's so such a stupid mentality because at the end of the day, a guy is working for someone. And if you're a leader that shuts them out and you're a leader that thinks they know it all, inevitably, these guys are going to shut down your key people.
Mm-hmm.
They'll mail it in. And who's losing the money? You are.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're losing out.
And they might just leave too.
Yes. Oh, it's interesting. I went to I was working at a company once. I went to a management seminar in Hong Kong. It was in conjunction with Stanford University. It was very interesting. So a blue-collar worker, number one on the list of salary.
Mm-hmm.
White-collar workers, I think it was number 10 or 11 on the list of things with salary. They want autonomy, freedom to do this. And, you know, and I think today's world that post-COVID did change. I mean, I'm not super pro, you know, working remote all the time. But look, the world did change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think leaders have to, you know, leaders do have to embrace it to a point. Obviously, you know, if you have the right people, you have to embrace it to a point. But the world did change and you have to adapt to that also.
Yeah. And I've heard that people don't leave jobs. They leave bad leadership. They leave bad managers. They leave, you know, an environment that is not serving them and feeding them. Because if you, especially if you're a creative, I'm a creative. I like to share my ideas. I like to, you know, have some input. And if you're in a job, and this actually did happen to me, where every time I came up with a good idea or let's try this, my boss was like, no, we've done that. No, I don't like that idea. No, 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 no. And eventually I stopped trying to contribute.
Right. Yeah.
Pause. There was no, there, it wasn't received in any way that was positive. So yeah, that happens a lot. And as leaders, as business owners, as employers, we need to be looking at not just what we're doing, but are our people happy that are working with us, that are working for us? Are they actually fulfilled? Because now they'll just quit. They'll leave. They'll take their
expertise
somewhere
else. It's not the, in the old days, that's it. You park by a desk for 30 years. 40 years, and that's it. You don't care. Today, it's a new genre. It's a new world today. Right? Mm-hmm. You have to be, and to a point it's better. You need a work-life balance. And your work today, needs to be just a part. It used to probably be in the old days that was your life. Today, it's not.
Yeah.
And as a leader, if you're not making sure your people are happy, it's a big problem. I think it's a bigger problem than people let on, but it's definitely, you see it, the stats show it. Why 30% of people engage in work?
Yeah.
Why? Because you're not making them happy.
Yeah. So changing gears a little bit. When I work with my clients, I talk about the seven pillars of profit, the seven areas in your business that you need to have systems and processes locked down. You need to have solidified so that you can actually build and expand and have a profitable business. And you're coming at that sort of at the same problem in a different way. And I love it because you're more about the big picture. So talk a little bit about, you did talk specifically about the big picture in your job, but talk about for the people that are listening today, what are those big picture things that maybe two or three big picture things they need to be aware of right now?
So as a general, because obviously if it's business specific, then it would be in, if you're bringing in product costing and sales and pricing properly, et cetera, et cetera. But in a big picture, it's really looking at, it's a famous thing, a SWOT analysis. It's really looking at what you do well, what's your strength? And what could you do to capitalize on that strength? How could you make yourself stronger? Weaknesses. What weaknesses do you have? And again, it's really being honest with yourself.
And what if they say, I don't have any weaknesses. I'm so awesome.
Right. So look a little more or ask somebody else. Because there's something there.
Yes.
And guess
absolutely.
What? If there's something there. And if there's not, by some miracle, fine. So find out what that strength and keep making it stronger. There's always a threat. There's always someone coming around the corner. There's always somebody coming around the corner. I have a friend of mine that was doing a lot of business with a big retailer. And there's a little guy that was coming around the corner. And someone said, hey, you heard Bob opened up this company? Yeah, no big deal. No big deal. Bob took his entire business away. Because you didn't look at, maybe there is a threat. And let me see, where am I at? Am I priced right? Am I giving value to the customer? And again, it could be an entrepreneur, whatever it is. Am I giving the real value I could to the customer? Because guess what? Sooner or later, everything that's created can be created better.
Yeah.
There's a new wallet, a new this, a new that. So you know what? You don't know. You still got to start thinking about it. Maybe that guy, there's always threats. I would tell you the two main things I would look at are my strengths and my threats.
Talking about threats, whenever you made the point of, so you have your business and it's great, and then Bob comes around with something and you don't think it's anything. That's the big picture, being aware of what's going on and reassessing. Just because what you did worked yesterday doesn't mean it's going to work today. Being aware of how is Bob, who came around the corner with some little thing, maybe Bob's doing it differently, and maybe you need to go and look at what's Bob is doing and figure out, is there another angle? Are they coming at your customers with a different viewpoint? And then assess, is that a change that I should be making as well? Sometimes you get really tunnel vision. This is what we've always done. This is what always worked. Talk about the bookstores,
oh my gosh.
Bookstores are another one, right?
Wow.
Used to be these amazing places you could go in. These were posh libraries and They were so great. And now they don't exist anymore.
Tower Records.
Yeah. They go away because they're not paying attention to what's going on for the customer. And we have to be customer focused. How do they want to receive their products? How do they want to do it? Do they want to walk into your establishment or do they want to do it online? Where, you know, I always want to be a mom and pop. So I want them always to walk in and I don't want them to have to do anything online. And if everybody shifts to, they only want to do something online. Now, where are you? And that's what happened to the bookstores. The bookstores were we're not focusing on that. We're focusing on this experience that people have and then what people wanted shifted. So we have to be aware not only of what we're doing, but what does our client base want and how do they want it? And are we serving them in the way they now want to be serviced? And that's a big picture thing that people forget about.
Yeah. You know, going back to examples, when Facebook came out with a mobile app, MySpace was the player. MySpace had over 100 million followers. They didn't even think of it. No one wants to look at their social media on a phone. Again, it's 20, 30 years ago, but like you said, they didn't pay attention to it. They didn't think people want to be on their desktop. Mm-hmm. And they just totally ignored what the customer now wanted, that shift in the market.
And we're not saying follow shiny objects. Please, we're being clear about this.
No, don't
follow shiny objects. Find the shiny object, investigate it. Is that a shiny object or is that a change in trend? So,
yes.
And it's not just what you think, just what Kemi said, do the research, read up on business, websites and magazines and what are the experts out there saying? What are your customers saying? Have you reached out to your customers to ask them what they want? Are you, when you do business with them, is there an exchange? Get the information from outside of yourself so you can make those informed decisions.
But you just wrote another great, you may be fine and your business may be healthy and you may not have to do anything. And continue on your trajectory. It's not always an automatic that your business is going to blow up. It could be but just make sure that you're looking at it. And everything can be fine. We're not always telling you that all of a sudden, everything's a disaster and you got to change everything. No. But the thing is to look at it. No, we get so
100%.
Yeah, myopic. We get so stuck in the minutia sometimes that you don't. That's really my main thing. Just is take a step. It could be once a month. It'll be once a quarter, whatever it is, but take a step out, leave the office, leave the space and say, hey, are we? Is like you said, is that right? Don't follow the shiny thing. Is it a book? Maybe it's not. But at least you looked at it and you could say, hey, we made an educated decision. We made an educated guess. And we're looking at, we're on the right track or we're not. But it's not always an automatic that you're on the wrong track.
Right.
That's not. It's a very important point.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
You're right. It's a very important point.
And so I love that. So make a commitment to yourself that you are going to either once a month or once a quarter, put it in your calendar, put it in your tickler, put it on your to-do list, however you keep track of how you're managing your business. Once a month or once a quarter, step outside of your business and look at what's going on outside. What is going on and see it from a different perspective. That's such a powerful recommendation, Kemi. I love it. I'm going to steal it. I'm just kidding. I will give you credit for that. I think that is something that we forget about in the everyday running of the business. Even when we set ourselves up as CEO and we're working our business that way, that might be the one thing that you kind of forget to do is step out.
Yeah. You forget, right? That's it. By the way, you forget. You just get so busy, you forget.
Yep.
Every time I set a reminder on my phone and I swipe it, and then I totally forgot about it. Right? You just forget because you're so caught up.
Yep.
I'll tell you, and this is all my own personal opinion, but I would, a lot of times, like I do use AI a lot, and like sometimes for an entrepreneur that is alone, it's not a bad idea. Talk to Chad. Hey, this is where my business is. What do you think? I mean, it's a crazy thing. The whole AI thing is crazy, but that's another story. I mean, it's insane. But
yes,
what?
It does give you yes. a wider perspective, and it's a consultant, if
right.
you will,
and if you're alone,
about things.
And if a guy's an entrepreneur that's alone, it's not a bad tool. Hey, this is where I'm at. Am I missing something? What do you think? And it's to an entrepreneur that's alone, a lot of times he may not have the headspace to really look at the business. So that could be a good tool for that single owner entrepreneur.
That's a great idea. And also the phone reminder is I forgot to add that to my list of how you can remind yourself. We have our recycling comes for recycling every other week. And so my husband kept missing it. And so finally I was put a reminder on your phone. So now every other Tuesday, we have a reminder that comes up, put recycling out.
you need it.
You need it because the world moves pretty fast, right? Ferris Bueller up here to work. You know, you gotta be
Isn't
in it.
Crazy technology was supposed to make our lives easier and made it like, I don't know, we just became crazy fast. That's another story. Just everything moved. It's supposed to move slower because everything's supposed to be easier. And it just became like, there's not a second to breathe. You see at a red light, everyone's on their phone looking at their text. Like, well, what happened?
Yeah. Being available all the time really did change how we live our lives. Well, Kemi, I am so, thank you so much for being here. I'm very appreciative.
It's
this
great.
Was an amazing conversation about a really important topic that we forget about. So thank you for that. And you do have a gift for our audience, and I'd love for you to tell us about that.
Yeah, so I offer a free 1 hour consultation to, you know, anyone that's interested. It's my pleasure. If it goes somewhere, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's my pleasure always to talk and to help and to give some insights. You could email me at Kemi. You'll put it in the
we'll
portal.
We'll have it in the show notes. We'll have it for you so you don't have to write it down while you're driving and listening to your podcast.
Yes. And I'm always there. Love to
awesome.
Talk.
So if you want to get Kemi for an hour, I highly recommend it. He's got a lot of business experience. And we were just talking about an outside perspective, and I think he probably has it for you. So be sure to go to profitconnectors.club. That is our portal where we have our community, and you can get information from all of our speakers. You can get Kemi's gift there. It is profitconnectors.club. That's the website. So go to profitconnectors.club. It's free to join. Just go in there and you can find Kemi's episode and click on get his gift, and it'll be the information where you can get that. You can also get all of the other gifts from all of our other guests that we've had on the podcast, and information about how to get in touch with all of them. Thank you so much, Kemi, for being here.
Thank you.
This has been a great conversation. Would you like to send us out with one more little golden nugget?
I have a couple of golden nuggets. You know what? Yeah. I'll leave you with the golden nugget my mother always says. Your thoughts create your life.
Ooh,
your thoughts create your life.
That's a good one. Yeah. So your thoughts create your life. Love that. It really is very, very true. And your mother is very smart. So thanks again for joining us. Congratulations on showing up. Your future self will thank you.
Yes, thank you.
And remember, it's your impact. Go out and make it matter. Hey, Profit Connectors, that's it for another Profit Connections podcast. Thank you for joining us. If you're ready to make moves and connections that take your business to the next level, want to get to know us and our speakers better, and get your gifts and resources, head over to the website profitconnectors.club. That's profitconnectors.club, and get your goodies right now.